Of course, this is the first Sunday of 2018, seventh day of the new year. It was God that made the idea of seasons and days and years. Did it on the fourth day of creation. Genesis 1:14, the Bible says, "And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years." And I believe ever since that day, we've had the same day, 24 hours. We've had the same number of days in a year. I know different people count it different ways, but I'm glad. I'm glad we have days. I'm glad we have years. It sort of gives us a chance to start over, to begin again. We can actually do that every day, but on the occasion of New Year's, my message is going to be pointed toward starting over each new year. I'm going to preach a message I've entitled this morning, Beginning Again. Beginning Again. And that's what God gives us an opportunity to do every time we come into a new year, to begin again. I'm going to use Abraham as the basis for my message this morning. He's the prime example in the Bible of a man that God gave a new beginning to. You know the story. Most of you know the story of Abraham. He was about 75 years old. He was well established in the land where he lived, Ur of the Chaldees. He was well established in his family. He was well established in the community. I believe he was a respected part of the community. And so, you know, if you would have come to Abraham the day that God, before God did, and told him what God was going to tell him and say, "Abraham, are you happy where you are? Are you content with where you are? Are you pleased with your life so far?" He would say, "Yes, I am. I'm happy in my family. I'm happy in my occupation. I'm happy exactly where God's put me." Well, God came to him one day and said, "Abraham, I want you to move. I want you to leave the place that you're at. I want you to leave your family." In fact, let me read it to you from Genesis chapter 12. "Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing." And so what God was telling Abraham is, I want you to leave this place that you're comfortable with. I want you to leave this place that you're well established in, and I want you to go start over. I want you to go to a place that I'm going to show you, and I want you to begin again. And then notice what he said. I want you to leave your family. I want you to leave and just start over, leave your father's house and start over. Now, Abraham was a human being just like us. Sometimes we read about characters in the Bible and we give them superhero characteristics. He was a human being just like us. I don't know about you, but if God had come to me with that message, Brother Jeff, here's what I would have said. Where do you want me to go? That would have been the first question. Where do you want me to go? And I think Abraham, because he was like us, I don't know if he said it out loud, and it's just not recorded in the Bible, but I think he asked that same question, if not out loud, in his mind. Well, where do you want me to go, God? And God said, don't worry about it. Just pack up. Pack up everything you have. Pack up Sarai. Leave, that was his wife's name. And leave this place. And when you get to the place that I want you to be, I'll let you know. How many of you have ever moved? Raise your hand if you've ever moved. How many of you have moved like that? Nobody. We want to know where we're going. We want God to tell us, hey, if we're going to pick up our family, if we're going to pick up and change our life, if we're going to start over, God, you got to tell us where we're going. And God said, no, I'm not going to tell you. You just pack up, get started, and when you get there, I will tell you. And here's what God said. If you do that, I'll bless you. I'll make your name great. I'll make of thee a great nation, and you'll be a blessing to other people. I'm going to borrow that, and here's my message this morning. I think God is saying that to every one of us as we start the year 2018. I think God is saying to every one of us, I'm going to give you a chance to begin again. And if you do, I will bless you, I will make your name great, and I'll make you a blessing. Now, as we look at Abraham's story, he did what God wanted him to do. And God kept his promise. God blessed him. God made him the father of a great nation. He made his name great, and he made Abraham a blessing to other people. Now, as the writer of Hebrews, as the writer of Hebrews talks about that event, Abraham picking up and leaving at God's command, he mentions three things that Abram did that led to his success. And again, here's my message this morning. Here's the premise of my message. As we began 2018, as God gives us an opportunity to begin again, if we do the same three things that Abram did, 2018 can be a great year. 2018 can be a success. 2018 can be a year that God blesses us, that God makes our name great, that God makes us a blessing to other people. Those three things are found in the three verses that we read from Hebrews chapter 11. One of them's in chapter 8, one of them's in chapter 9, one of them's in chapter 10. Here's what they are. Number one, he obeyed and went out. He obeyed and went out. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed and he went out, not knowing whether he went. Hey, if you want 2018 to be a great year, if you want God to bless you, if you want God to magnify your name, if you want to be a blessing to other people, then you do that same thing. You be obedient to what God tells you to do in 2018. Now, let me just mention a couple things. One of the things that we need to do, the first step of obedience that God wants every person to take, is to trust Jesus to save you from the penalty of your sins. Look, we were created to fellowship with God. God has a desire that every single one of us, every single person, have a relationship with Him. He made us for that purpose. Sin broke that fellowship. And again, there's some people I've just met, some people I don't know very well, but I can say unequivocally this morning, I'm going to use a few big words this year, so you might be impressed a little bit more. I can say unequivocally this morning that every single person here is a sinner. Amen. There's nobody that is exempt from the sickness of sin. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There is none righteous, no, not one. And so we're all sinners, and that sin separates us from the relationship that God wants to have with every single one of us. And there's nothing, nothing, nothing that any one of us can do to take care of that sin. The Bible says, not of works, lest any man should boast. And I mentioned it last week. I'll mention it again this morning. Left to ourselves, there's nothing any of us can do as sinners except to pay the price of our sin. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. Not physical death, spiritual death. Being separated from God. And left to ourselves, the only thing that we can do is pay the price for our sin that we owe. To be separated from God forever. To be separated from God while we live on this earth. To be separated from God when we go out to eternity. To be separated from God forever. Look, there's no place called purgatory. There's no place where you're going to go and be separated from God, and then somebody's going to pray your way out or pay your way out. That's a lie straight from hell. If you leave this earth apart from God, you're going to live apart from God for all eternity. Amen. And left to ourselves, that's what's going to happen to us. But praise God, He didn't leave us to ourselves. When we were yet sinners, He commendeth or proved His love toward us in that He sent Jesus to die for our sins. John 3:16 says it best. For God so loved the world, that's you and me, that He gave His only begotten Son. That's Jesus. He gave Him to die on a cross. He gave Him to pay the price of our sins. That whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And the first step of obedience, if you're going to be blessed in 2018, if 2018 is going to be a good year for you, if God's going to if God's going to magnify your name, if God's going to make you a blessing to other people, And I was thinking about it as I was finishing up my sermon early this morning. I want the blessings of God. Probably not a person here that wouldn't say, I want those blessings. Amen. I would like God to bless my name, to magnify it. But more than those two things, more than those two things, I want to be a blessing to other people. I want 2018 to be a year that I can be more of a blessing to other people. I'll take the blessings of God. I'll take the other promises that he makes. But this is the one I'm claiming the most. I want 2018 to be a year that I can be more of a blessing to those people that God brings into my life. And if you want that same thing, then we have to take that first step of obedience and trust Christ to deliver us from the penalty of our sin. That's what God wants every single person to do. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And so we just need to turn to him. If you're here this morning and you've never been saved, not a better way to start 2018 than coming to a holy God and admitting that you're a sinner and there's nothing you can do about it. But you're throwing yourself on Jesus Christ to forgive, to pay for your sins. And you're throwing yourself on Jesus Christ, and on that basis, asking God to forgive you and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. And if you do that, he will. That's the first step of obedience. Abram obeyed God and went out. But that's not just the only step of obedience he wants us to take. I realize that most of us here this morning are Christians. So there's other steps of obedience that he wants us to take. We can turn to his word. We can turn back to the book of Exodus. We can read the Ten Commandments. We can turn to other parts in the Bible. And there are literally hundreds of other principles that God wants his children to live by. But Jesus made it simple for us. He said, hey, I'm going to tell you how to live your life as a Christian, and it all revolves around two things. He said this, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is likened to it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And here's what Jesus said. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Jesus said, you want to know how to live for me? You want to know how to be obedient? Then you love God with all your heart, soul, and mind. And you love your neighbor as yourself. If you do those two things, everything else will take care of themselves. You want 2018 to be a good year? You want God to bless you? You want him to bless your name? You want him to make you a blessing? Then you be obedient to what God says to do. You know, oftentimes what the Bible tells us to do doesn't make sense according to what the world says. I mean, you look at some of the things that are in the Bible, and as we love God with our heart, soul, and mind, as we love others as ourselves, some of the things the Bible asks us to do from a worldly standpoint don't make sense. But they don't have to make sense. The Bible says that Abram obeyed and went out and was going to a land he did not know where he was going. I don't need to understand how all of God's principles work. I don't need to understand that. I just need to be obedient. Amen. I just need to be obedient. He obeyed and went out. Number two, he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange land. He lived in the promises of God. That's how he lived. That place that he went, the Bible calls it a strange land. But as he lived in that land, he lived in the promises that God had made him. If we want 2018 to be a good year, if we want God to bless us, if we want him to make our name great, if we want him to make us a blessing, we need to do the same thing. We need to live in his promises. And again, there are literally hundreds of them in the Bible. We talked about one of them in Sunday school this morning. We didn't use this verse, but this is what we were talking about. Philippians 4:19. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. We too live in a strange land. Sometimes we get caught up in the priorities of this strange land in which we live. And even as Christians, even as people that trust God. We've trusted him to save us. We've trusted him for our eternity. We've trusted him to forgive us our sins. Even we as Christians, we get caught up in the concerns of the world. Jesus talked about it in the Sermon on the Mount. He said, you worry. You worry about what you're going to eat. You worry about what you're going to wear. You worry about where you're going to live. You worry about all those things that the world tells you to worry about. You don't need to worry about those things. The Father, my Father, your Father, knows that you have need of all those things. What you need to know and what you need to do is to seek his kingdom first and his righteousness. And God says, I'll take care of all those other things. Amen. That's a promise from God. That's a promise from God that created the earth. You know, some people make promises and they don't have the ability to back it up. They don't have the resources to back it up. But we don't have to worry about that with God. My God shall supply all your need according to his riches in Christ Jesus. Amen. How much are those? You can't measure them. You can't put an amount on them. There's enough to meet every need of every person that will ever walk the face of this earth. Every need God has the ability to meet. Why should we worry about it? Why should we spend any time at all worrying about God, about how we're going to meet our needs? We have a Father in heaven that says, I'm going to meet them. I'll take care of them. Let's live in that promise. Let's live in the other I don't have time to mention others this morning. But again, there's hundreds of promises in the Bible, and we just need to live in every single one of them. And then number three, he looked to a city whose builder and maker is God. Amen. So he obeyed and went out. He lived in the land of promise. And then as he was living in that land of promise, he looked for a city whose builder and maker is God. Other places in the Bible, that city is called the New Jerusalem. Other places in the Bible, that city is called heaven. You see, Abram was blessed by God. His name was blessed by God. He was made a blessing to other people because he realized that the world in which he lived, that land to which he had moved, was not his ultimate home. His ultimate home would be a place where he would live with God forever. Again, I ask you, do you want 2018 to be a good year? You want God to bless you? You want him to bless your name? You want him to make you a blessing to other people? Then you realize that this world is not your home. You're just passing through. Your treasure should be laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon us from heaven's open door. And we shouldn't feel at home in this world anymore. The time we spend on this earth is short compared to eternity. That's why Jesus said, hey, don't gather up for yourselves treasures on this earth. They'll rust. Moths will eat them. People will steal them. So don't waste your time gathering treasures on this earth. You gather treasures in heaven. They won't rust up there. There's no moth. Well, I don't know if there's moths in heaven or not, but they won't eat your treasures. And nobody's going to steal them. Nobody's going to steal them. God blessed Abram. He made his name great. Made him the father of a great nation and made him a blessing to other people. He'll do the same thing for us as we begin again in 2018. If we do those same three things, if we'll obey, again, if you're here and you're not saved, first step of obedience is coming to Jesus Christ. But if we'll obey, if we'll live in his promises, and if we'll realize that this world is not our home, we're looking for that city whose builder and maker is God. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for this example. This friend of yours called Abram or Abraham, how you blessed him, how you used him. He wasn't perfect. He made mistakes just like all of us. And I'm glad he wasn't perfect, because if he was perfect, we couldn't identify with him. But he made mistakes. He didn't always trust you. Left and went down to Egypt when a famine came in the land. But Father, he did what you told him to do. He obeyed. He lived in your promise. And he looked for that city where he was going to live forever. I pray you'll help us do those same things as we start this new year. I pray we'd all want to be a blessing to other people. I know we all want your blessing. Father, again, you make so many promises to us in the Bible, and they're all ours for the claiming. And I pray, Father, that we would live in them. We'd live in them. That we wouldn't worry about the things that the world wants us to worry about, but we'd fix ourselves on your kingdom and your righteousness and depend on you to take care of everything else. I pray you speak to hearts during this time of invitation. I pray, Holy Spirit, that if there's one here that doesn't know Christ, you'll convict them of their sin. You'll show them they have no hope for eternity apart from Jesus Christ. And you'll help them decide this morning to come to him. I pray for the many Christians that are here. Help us to desire to serve you more this year, to live for you more this year, to be obedient, to claim the promises that you've given to each of us, and to realize we're just passing through. So bless this invitation, time of invitation, Father. Speak to our hearts. Help us to be obedient as you speak. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.